Broadcasting live from my bedroom, this is the Toonami Audience Takeover Bracket. If you're listening to this any other time and day than 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, November 3rd, the election day in this country, so I want people to know I've not been looking at the news. This Toonami Audience Takeover Bracket episode does not really reflect any knowledge of what happens tonight. It only reflects the knowledge of the Toonami Audience Takeover Bracket and what shows win in our not-so-democratic process on Instagram voting, instagram.com/ToonamiBracket, which is not fair or balanced. I'm Maxime Simonet, and if you aren't watching this or listening to this live today, like I said, you're probably listening on the Adult Swim podcast, and it's great to have you here on the Adult Swim podcast. This part of the introduction is just for you. Now, I got a couple people with us today, Paul and Sketch from the Toonami Faithful podcast. How's your guys' day being? Are you happy to be here on the show?
Very happy to be here. Thrilled.
Very happy to be here.
You guys have been watching a lot, haven't you?
Well, I have.
Okay, tell me about this. Who's been watching, why, and what's been going on? Talk to me about the bracket so far.
Yeah, well, I've been watching every episode and been a frequent caller, so it's been interesting seeing how things have gone so far. There's been some upsets. Some old faithfuls have really done amazingly well and beat out the latest hits. And there's been some times where new shows have really taken out some old favorites. So it's
today we're going to be eliminating these four down to do. Those votes are in, and we're going to talk about it. But yeah, tell me about the biggest upsets you've seen.
The biggest upset?
Because you said there's been some upsets. Surely you have to back that up, or I'm going to get angry.
Certainly. Certainly. Well, I mean, part of me didn't expect Hunter Hunter to beat Shippuden. Part of me didn't expect Cowboy Bebop to beat Attack on Titan. That's kind of wild.
You really thought Cowboy Bebop seems to be a front runner?
It does. It does. I mean, there's no doubt that Cowboy Bebop is an amazing show, and it could take this entire bracket at this point. But I mean, if you were asking random people on the street who were only aware of recent anime, they'd be like, "Oh yeah, Attack on Titan's got this," or "One Punch Man's got this." But it beat both those shows big time.
It's interesting to me. I feel like a lot of people are saying Dragon Ball Z was definitely going to win from the beginning. And I feel like we've seen enough close calls with Dragon Ball. Granted, it went up against Fooly Cooly, which was an Adult Swim Toonami Audience favorite. Yeah. And Kill la Kill. And coming up this week, we'll see how it does against Demon Slayer. But I feel like those previous performances were like Dragon Ball against JoJo's, Dragon Ball against Fooly Cooly. I feel like the fact it's been closer, it's either a testament to those shows that it was up against, or maybe Dragon Ball Z being shown in advance that it might not take it all the way to the end.
Yeah, good question. I don't know about that. I can't see Dragon Ball Super not winning this, as much as I don't want to say that.
You think
Dragon Ball Super was eliminated immediately? You mean DBZ?
We're talking about the original DBZ.
Right.
That was another big one. I did not expect Hunter Hunter to beat Super. I'm sorry, Hunter stands. I should have had more faith that you were going to turn out.
Why don't you think the Hunter stands turn out? Or would
why didn't you think they would?
I mean,
it wasn't that I didn't think that they would turn out. I thought that more Dragon Ball people were gonna, you know, push that one forward, because obviously DBZ's made it all this way. But you know, I guess that goes to show you that people love DBZ more than Super by a significant margin.
I'm not surprised by that.
So you guys host a podcast where you talk about Toonami specifically.
Yes, we do.
Tell me about the history of that. How long have you guys been doing that?
Since Toonami came back, basically. Paul, you should field this because you were there from the beginning.
Yeah, so we've been doing this since, I want to say, June of 2012. I could be wrong. Jose will kill me, but
we've been doing this. Jose was the original host.
Right. He was the original host with me. And we don't just do the podcast, but we also have the website, ToonamiFaithful.com, which is behind me. I mean, we've been doing this since I want to say May of, just after when Toonami started in May 2012. So,
yeah, Paul and Jose basically started it right after Toonami came back. It's like, well, we got to cover this.
Yeah.
And then I snuck in at some point.
You're on the line with the Toonami Audience Takeover Bradcast. Bracket, what's going on? What's your name?
Hey, this is Avi.
Avi, we're looking at these final four. We're guessing what's going to get there today and perhaps what's going to be at the end. What do you think?
Well, I think there's really only two possible matchups that will really be interesting. One is if both Bebop and Dragon Ball lose and we get Dragon Slayer versus My Hero.
First of all, it's Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
Dragon Slayer, also a good name for a show.
Yeah. Go on, though. Sorry.
I'm very tired.
It's okay.
And you've
been running the numbers all day.
And the other one is if we have Bebop versus Dragon Ball Z. And that one will be interesting because Bebop and Dragon Ball are both very important shows for this channel, but for entirely different reasons.
Go over it.
And really, it's all about what's good. Well, Bebop was more of an Adult Swim show, while Dragon Ball is more Toonami, but old Toonami. Dragon Ball was only one episode on Adult Swim. So we're going to really, so it really depends on which audience is voting. And really just because I think both are definitely big nostalgia factors. Of course, Bebop is also a much shorter show. So
yeah, we've been talking about how it's concentrated, which makes it hard to really compare, but that's the point of this, to not compare things correctly. Dan Horson Wells Williams in the YouTube chat says Rule 34, Trump X Biden, Yowie. So maybe that's a new Toonami show, just Yowie.
We get like My Hero versus Dragon Ball or Bebop versus Demon Slayer. Actually, I think we'll see, but I think in both those scenarios, like Bebop or Dragon Ball are too institutional to lose.
Avi, in that argument, if My Hero beats Cowboy, let's say, it's tearing down an institution, and that might mean it has a chance against something like Dragon Ball Z.
Indeed. We'll see. And that's why I was uncertain.
Avi, can you say in Zed? Like it's Dragon Ball in Zed?
In Zed.
Alrighty.
Inkide, even.
Ooh. Use your Inkide voice. Thanks for calling, man. Do you guys have any responses to what Avi has been saying to us?
I think that it's a good chance that Cowboy Bebop could beat My Hero Academia, and also a good chance that DBZ would beat Demon Slayer. But both of those new guys, they've pulled off some impressive feats so far. So I kind of want to see the new kids win it, but in my heart of hearts, I know it's going to be DBZ and Bebop at the end.
Yeah.
Are there any shows on this list that were like, oh, favorites of yours that you're sad are off, that you would have loved to gone farther? Oh, we got someone on the line with us, too.
Who's on the line?
Oh, hey, it's V-Lord GTZ from Johnny Cable.
Oh, hey.
Damn you, V-Lord.
We are just
asking.
You
knew I had to sneak on at some point, Paul.
You have to come on.
Yeah, I knew you were going to sneak on.
Well, tell us, for you, is there a show in the whole bracket that got eliminated that you're sad and you wish it gone further?
Oof, that's tough. I mean, I guess I definitely have a soft spot for Ghost in the Shell. I mean, it's been on like Adult Swim for ages at this point, but I think it still holds up like really well. I mean, I think aside from that, I'm still hoping that Demon Slayer somehow makes it through all this, but I think DBZ is probably going to beat it out here.
You think it's a given that DBZ is going to take it? Do you think it's going to be a blowout either way? Or do you think it'll be tight?
I think it might be a blowout just because DBZ is the much bigger show. Demon Slayer definitely has its dedicated fans like myself, but I don't know. I think the Dragon Ball fans have just been coming out again and again for this bracket, and I think they are going to come out on top.
Now, how are you related to these two gentlemen? Are you part of their crew?
He is part of our crew.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I am one of their lackeys. One of our
staff writers and podcast participants, and his Demon Slayer podcast is sort of a spinoff of Toonami Faithful podcast.
Oh, how many episodes have you done of that now? Of the Demon Slayer one?
Gosh.
Oh,
it's been
God,
like over 50? It's like 50, like 3 or something at this point.
There's, I want to say 28 regular episodes, and then maybe 10 or 12 manga ones.
There's definitely more than that. There's like 25 something manga
ones. Is there more manga ones? Okay.
Yeah.
He's been going since like October.
Yeah.
That's a lifestyle.
Gotta split it up. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely always fun working with these two.
Actually, Max, it's very interesting because the Demon Slayer podcast, that podcast Twitter that we have, that's actually blown up past what the podcast Twitter has right now.
Interesting. You think people just like to specialize even more?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I think Demon Slayer has kind of caught fire now, and it's just people just want more of it. And I'm kind of surprised that they haven't been producing episodes yet for it.
I mean, they've been doing that movie in Japan. We recently did a podcast episode about that, and that seems to be doing really well. So people are definitely thirsty for Demon Slayer content at the very least.
So now are we advertising Demon Slayer on this show?
Apparently. Watch it at 3 a.m. on Toonami.
Well, and
yeah,
Paul and Sketch, if you had to advertise a show on this list that hasn't made it as far, I mean, we're being told, check out Ghost in the Shell. It still holds up. Check out Demon Slayer if you haven't. It's airing on Toonami. What about you guys?
Well, I mean, I'm so sad One Piece got knocked out in the first round, even though I think Fooly Cooly should have won.
Tell me about that. Tell me about that feeling, and where's it come from?
It's hard because One Piece is my favorite by far, anime, manga, anything, but it's a flawed anime. The pacing gets really bad. And compared to Fooly Cooly, which is like pitch perfect, particularly in the first season, but also with the sequels, they did a really good job with those. It's a completely different beast, but Fooly Cooly is just amazing. And One Piece is an amazing story, but the anime is lacking in areas. So,
well, if people are interested in getting into that, should they just start with the manga and stick with that?
Honestly, if you want to do the manga, it's a great way to do it. You can read the whole thing on Shonen Jump's app. It's like $2 a month, which is an incredible deal. Plug, sorry.
Yeah, no, makes
but,
sense.
But if you have the patience, I prefer to watch the anime because I love the visual and audio experience that you get from it. Because the voice actors, both the Japanese and the dub actors, are really great. And the combination of the music and the animation just makes it that much better, in my opinion. But Oda's art is fantastic, and the pacing is far better if you just read the manga. So if you want to experience the story as quickly as possible, just read all the manga. I know it's like 1,000 chapters at this point, but it's going to be way faster than watching the anime, which is like over 800 episodes at this point.
Now, Steven Verbal says in the YouTube chat, he says, JoJo's got beat by Dragon Ball. This bracket is garbage. Well, it's a bracket decided by votes.
By 2 points.
This is actually, this was a 2-point decision.
First of all, I thought JoJo was going to lose to Full Metal because Full Metal is such a big show. But when it beat Full Metal, I was like, well, maybe it can beat DBZ. And it came so close. And it kills me because it would have been in this final bracket.
Yeah,
I'm sure
it would have been really cool,
if
too.
It beat DBZ.
Hey, you're on the line with the Toonami Audience Takeover bracket, though. What's up?
Hey, Cole Burr, your wonderful data monkey from ToonamiFaithful.com.
Oh, we're getting all the Toonami Faithfuls calling
he
in.
He finally calls in on this one. Yeah. I was like, why don't you call in, man? Why don't you call in? He's like, nah, I'm not gonna.
What makes you a data monkey?
He wanted us to be on. That's what it is.
He's a guy who compiles like the ratings information for us, among other things.
Yep, that's what I do.
Oh, wait, and maybe the rare nerves.
That too.
What was that?
Don't let them get to you, man.
Yep. Oh, they've been getting to me for years.
Oh,
let's be honest about that.
So what's going on, dude? What are your big? We haven't even gotten to Paul's big show, regret, disappointment, nostalgia. But Paul's used to waiting and taking his time. What's your show recommendation that's been cut from the list? Because part of the point of the first season of this show, which was the Adult Swim Audience Takeover bracket, it wasn't to have like, people obsess over what actually is the best show. It's just kind of been fun to fuck around and talk about the shows and sometimes talk about shows that people haven't seen as much. In fact, because Hunter x Hunter got so far, I've been watching it. I had never watched it and I'm enjoying it so far.
Good.
I'm like in the 24th episode or something. I really enjoy it. And I was avoiding it for a long time. And I think I mentioned on Saturday's show because I was kind of lukewarm on Yu Yu Hakusho and I just didn't want to, but like I don't know. I had reasons for liking this, enjoying it. And it's also, you know, it's a little more shonen in a traditional way than JoJo's, which sucks me in huge. But at the same time, it's kind of fun to, it kind of brings me back to my youth to have a show like that. It brings me to like maybe what I did have fun with when I watched Yu Yu Hakusho 10 years ago all the way through again.
I feel Hunter x Hunter definitely improved upon what you would normally have expected in a shonen.
Yeah.
Or at the very least made the characters interesting enough where it wasn't just like maybe a flat piece of cardboard, depending on the show that you're watching. So I was actually really impressed by how Hunter x Hunter like made you give the investment over time. And, you know, especially some of the later arcs like the Chimera Ant arc, those were amazing despite having some lulls in the middle. But that's me.
Yeah, I mean, I would say with Hunter x Hunter, like I was a fan and then we got into the Chimera Ant arc there. And yeah, it just dragged on way too long.
Snow White says these dudes look like they go to a strip club at 2 a.m. I don't think, no. They're too busy making podcasts about Toonami.
We are too busy making podcasts at 2 a.m.
Exactly.
Oh, VLord GTZ is saying, I'm just getting to the fun stuff in Hunter x Hunter. Listen, I love the character design of Killua's mother. That's one of my favorite parts so far.
That is pretty wild.
I don't know why she has a robot face. I love the anachronistic technology. Like, you can't tell when or where this is happening and why. And
well,
part
of that is because they're doing a newer version of something that was written in the 90s.
Yeah.
They have internet now. Well, how about you, though? I was talking about Hunter x Hunter. What's the show you'd recommend, man? I'm going to call you Grease Monkey from now on.
Works for me. Oh gosh, if I had to recommend anything, it would have probably been Food Wars.
Yes.
I don't think I had ever seen a show that managed to hook me on episode one from both a written standpoint, a character standpoint, and like just probably a plot standpoint. This is probably the first episode of One Punch Man. Like, but by the time I was done watching that, it was just like, no, I want to see more of this. And I'm really disappointed that it lost to Bleach, I believe, of all things. And Bleach was like, yeah, Bleach was good, but it kind of pitters out toward the end. I mean, but if you're going to argue the first season, then yeah, there's a fight there.
I think it's fun. I feel like because there's something about it in Hunter x Hunter that reminded me of it lately. I love that it's so clear early on. The main character's like, yeah, I'm just going to be the best of all time. That's just my goal. I'm going to work very hard. And throughout it, he has to work on it. I know some people get turned off by the ecchi aspects of the show, the titties jiggling and the butts out all the time. But it's fun. And
yeah, but
the recipes.
That was a point to make. That was the joke. It was like the food was so amazing, it literally made you feel that way. And it's just like, yeah, that's the joke.
I think it's so fun to watch people try and reenact the recipes, too, online. That's always been fun. Have you guys looked into
that? Oh, yeah, that's... I think I've seen a few tweets, but I never actually looked into it myself.
Well, thanks for calling, man. I hope you've been having fun with the bracket, and I wonder what you who do you think's going to win?
Well, the likely guess would be probably Dragon Ball Z if you go based on the nostalgia as thick as bricks aspect, but I'm hoping at least either My Hero and preferably Demon Slayer actually pull a come-from-behind win, because I would at least like one of the two newer ones to get to the final bracket. I'm hoping for Demon Slayer right now, but I would not be surprised if it isn't Dragon Ball versus Bebop at this point.
Yeah.
I'd be disappointed at the very least.
But why do you guys, I feel like a lot of people want some of the newer shows to come in. I'm surprised two super new shows are even on the top four.
I think it's because Demon Slayer and My Hero proved to be worth it. And from a personal standpoint, I would say that My Hero starts off strong. Demon Slayer does a very unique concept with gorgeous amounts of art, especially in the special attacks. And it's that stuff that grabs you alongside the well-written character aspects. And I feel with My Hero, there's enough unique characterization in a world full of uniqueness that it also latches on to people. But then you have to counteract that with the utter nostalgia factor of what Bebop and Dragon Ball Z have brought to the playing field. So it's kind of an interesting battle of new gen versus old gen.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because a lot of times, too, you sometimes look in like film history, the movies that like influenced shit, you know? And Dragon Ball Z, is Dragon Ball Z the Lawrence of Arabia of anime?
Yeah, maybe. Probably at this point. Well, it's had more than an extended life, but given all the shows that came after it that use the same formula and it's slowly built up over time, I mean, yeah, literally looking at My Hero Academia, you could argue like that's like the great, 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 great grandson to some extent, depending on how you define anime generations.
Well, thanks for calling, man. And I love you
very
much.
No problem.
Now, Paul, your answer to my earlier question, please.
So the two new shows that have been on the Adult Swim that I really wanted to, and I mean, Promised Neverland got up there, but Promised Neverland's one. Season one just kind of like took me by surprise, and I was just blown away by it. Like I didn't really expect it to be as good as it was.
Yeah. For me, I remember I did one of those things where I'm like, what should I watch? And I was just looking up various lists of shows and animes and TV and stuff. And I saw that and it hit my fancy. And immediately I was like, I watched it after it had all aired, but I watched it like in 3 days, I think, not even.
Yeah, it's a 12 episode series, so I mean it's not hard to watch very quickly, but that's definitely a show that people need to watch. My number one show since Toonami came back on Adult Swim is Parasite. I thought that was just an incredible show, and you know I can't say enough about it. I mean it has action, the guy gets laid. I mean come on now.
There needs to be getting laid with action, right? No,
exactly.
I don't know if I think that. How about you, caller? You're on the line. What do you think? Is there one on this list that you would have loved to see go further?
So I honestly am a big fan of Hunter x Hunter and One Piece. Mm-hmm. I would have loved One Piece to have gone up a little farther.
Yeah.
Kind of sad that it had lost in round one.
You like long shows. you like very long shows.
I mean, like, I was not a One Piece fan for very long. I literally just started watching it, like, about a couple months ago. But I am, like, somewhere in the middle of the 600s right now, so that can tell you that, I'm a fan.
You've been busy.
IDK in YouTube, Paul, says, I've been meaning to watch Promised Neverland, but I hear it's scary. What do you want to say about that? I think it's...
It's suspenseful.
Yeah,
it's
a thriller, but I wouldn't say it's scary.
It's not really scary.
I don't really like horror, but it's just really suspenseful.
It's not like pale, well woman, white skin crawls out blooding and it goes, ding! You remember those old like fucking web pages that were programmed and they would just bring you down and go through all the images and force animation to scare you? That was so spooky.
Right.
Jump scares.
Jump scare websites. Okay, now talk to us about Hunter x Hunter. We've mentioned it, but go on. Talk about his color again. I cut you off.
Hunter x Hunter. So I first started watching on Toonami, and I after I finished Toonami, that's when I like took a look back at it and really appreciated it. And a friend of mine even started watching it recently, and ever since then, I have officially declared it as my number one anime, just because it's something. So like, I'm not really a great judge. Like I can't really write a freaking essay on why a show is good. But like a lot of the things in Hunter x Hunter, I really like grown to like how the main character Gon, he's not just like a typical like anime shonen protagonist. Like, oh, he wants to be the best or something. More like he just wants to be a hunter because that's what his dad was, but then just everyone around him, like it's such a good show. Like I'm not really a great, like I can't really I'm a terrible talker, but yeah.
No, you're doing great. I feel like Gon's also like super innocent. He's almost got like a Captain America vibe. He's got this very specific moral code that he always follows.
Yeah it's a key part of his whole personality.
Now I've got people in the Adult Swim chat saying Kill la Kill does fan service good for the plot. Is that something you guys agree about?
Well, plot is fan service, don't you know?
Yeah. I mean, it does have action, so you can't really say that it's just mainly fan service, but it's fan service.
It incorporates the visuals really well in clever ways and subverts expectations. And it, you know, it's not just pandering. There's more to it. And it's trying to offer a message, at least some people think so.
But is that like Kojima saying, yeah, you're going to be ashamed when you find out why Quiet is half naked. And it turns out, yeah, because she has to breathe through her skin. Don't you feel bad that you sexualized this character I sexualized? Is it something like that in the end?
You know,
that's an interesting choice.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I think you kind of lose the fan service eventually because it gets so deep into a storyline that you're just like, wait a minute. Oh, there is fan service.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. Like,
well, same thing with Gamisetsu Machu Picchu. You get so deep in the storyline, you lose the random parody stream of consciousness humor.
I will say that I have, ever since we went into the Final Four, I have already made predictions from first moment that Bebop and DBZ are probably going to take it, but I would like My Hero Demon Slayer to take it, like have a newer show actually take the spot.
It's interesting. I feel like everyone's saying that. And I wonder if that's going to be reflected in the numbers today. In fact, we're actually going to look at those very soon, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
I just want to say this about Hunter x Hunter, that I really wish it had managed to beat Bebop in the previous round. I was so heartbroken.
You know what my biggest surprise is that Inuyasha wasn't higher. I thought Inuyasha would make
That was
it
a moment. To me, both Bleach and Inuyasha were early league contenders.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused at why, like, because Inuyasha had such a big following that it didn't actually do more. Like, I thought it would be higher up. Same with Bleach. I mean, Bleach has been around for a long time, too.
Oh, somebody in chat. DBZ versus CBB? Comedy Bang Bang. Dragon Ball Z versus Comedy Bang Bang. Let's take a look at the results right now. Let's see. In Demon Slayer versus Dragon Ball Z, it sounds like people want Demon Slayer, but they're guessing DBZ. Is that, can I confirm that that's probably what you think, Do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think if Demon Slayer pulled this off, it wasn't by much.
Yeah. And I don't think that's going to happen, honestly. I think it's going to be Dragon Ball Z.
Let's take a look.
I want Demon Slayer, but it's not.
Yeah, it is Dragon Ball Z, but let's see how much. 60-40. Do we think that is closer than we expected or less close?
Not as close as I thought.
Yeah, you thought
it
might be a little
closer? Yeah, I thought it was closer, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, Demon Slayer had been doing pretty well, especially seeing Dragon Ball Z almost lose to JoJo's. I feel like something else might have had more of a chance. Caller, what do you think? We just see that Demon Slayer loses to Dragon Ball Z 60-40.
I'm not surprised. I thought it would be closer. But, yeah, I mean, Dragon Ball is a legacy show. Again, it's been with Toonami over the two iterations. It's been on air longer. Demon Slayer is a new up-and-comer, very popular, but DBZ just has the legacy behind it. By the way, this is Rum Rum Yashiro, the Manga Guys podcast. Nice to talk to you guys again.
Hey, nice to talk to you. How's your day been going?
It's been pretty good. I've just been doing some work and looking forward to this stream.
VLord GTZ really says, my heart is broken. People are proud of Demon Slayer for making it so far, but a little sad.
His heart is broken.
I mean, he runs a Demon Slayer podcast. Yeah. So, you know, he's loved Demon Slayer since the beginning. You know, he and I are brothers. We are actually brothers. So, you know, we've been reading Demon Slayer since the very first chapter, and he loves it a lot. That's where he started that podcast. So, you know, he was obviously going to root for it to go all the way.
Timepiece Wonderland says, too much filler in DBZ. Those motherfuckers sit and scream at half the time. Well,
that's what DBZ Kai is for.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, DBZ Kai is the one that actually aired on Adult Swim tonight. And literally, it cuts down half the episodes. DBZ is like 291. Kai is 167. So you get rid of like most of the fat there.
Fun fact, that is also the amount of episodes of Inuyasha.
Yeah.
Pre-final act.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't include final act, you add another 26 onto that. I called in a little bit later, but again, I was also surprised about Inuyasha not making it that far. So I agree with you, Paul, that was surprising.
Yeah, I mean, it's been on Adult Swim for so long, and I mean, it repeated so many times on Adult Swim back in the day that I don't understand why it's not higher.
I think there may have been some confusion because people weren't sure if it meant all of Inuyasha or just Final Act, or it wasn't even called Final Act. So that's Gil's
fault. Yeah, Gil got the name wrong again. Gil. Like, bracket earlier this
it's the
year.
The second
Gil
time he did that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't want to blame Gil for everything, but I'm going to blame him for some things.
I think we'll blame him for that. What we should do, Max, is take you off pre-flight, put me on instead, and that will make up for
it. Jason and Paul.
I will say, I would like to see Max on pre-flight. I think that'd be a cool idea.
I do, too. You should totally.
I think me, Gil, and Jason had a fun time talking that first bracket episode.
Yeah.
Really well.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Good rapport. I also want to say I really enjoyed your guys' interview with Max on the last Tsunami Faithful Pockets. I thought that was a super insightful conversation on the show.
Why don't you guys advertise that? I'd love to pump that out there. Pimp that out there.
Yeah.
So you can go to podcast.tsunamifaithful.com. That's where all of our episodes are. But if you just want to go to the episode and say, screw it, I don't want to listen to anything else but Max, you can soundcloud.com/tsunamifaithfulpodcast. That's where all of our episodes are. And that's the newest episode up. So
check it out. I'm on there. I'm on a podcast. That's what I always like to say. I say
it's a very insightful conversation, I must say.
I hope so. I do my best. I feel like I always say ridiculous shit by accident.
I want to say, if you are excited that Gimmu Seto is going to air on Toonami, you should definitely listen. And if you're on the fence, you should also listen.
Also, even if you don't like Gimmu Seto, listen too, you know. Matt and I.
If you hate it, listen anyway.
I spoke to Eric Kaplan earlier this year, who's a writer on Futurama and Big Bang Theory, some of the best of Futurama, and also a show I'm not interested in all. And so it's really interesting that, you know, despite that,
I love Futurama.
He's also written some, Futurama episodes that are fucking amazing. He's insightful and smart, and I bought his book, but also I'm not interested in Big Bang Theory, so who knows? Hey, maybe you'll only enjoy my next project, which is an anime about Kim Manning, the vice president of programming.
I want to see it.
That'd be cool. I'd like to watch
That's going to be interesting.
I want the Shiro Bako of the Adult Swim Office.
Well, I kind of want to make a show with Kim Manning called, amazing. It's going to be called Kim Man Akonda. Colin, the bitch with snake arms, and she's got snakes for arms, like 8 snakes coming out of each shoulder, and
sounds like all right, so, Perfect Hair Forever.
So Max won't be doing any more shows.
That's no, and she'll be like, I'm here, and she's always doing all these snake arm attacks. I think
so. You won't have
it.
Any more shows, basically. I got you. Okay.
She's gonna do it. Let's check out the next one. Thanks for calling, man. Let's check it out. My Hero versus Cowboy Bebop. Oh, just got a text from Kim saying, love the idea for the show. Why didn't you tell me sooner? My Hero versus Cowboy Bebop. What were you guys guessing on this again? Let's go back to it. Let's circle back. We've been talking about nonsense.
All right. This one, because Bebop's been winning by a decent margin almost every time, I honestly think Bebop is gonna do it here, and it's gonna be more than 60%.
Really? More than 60?
I would agree. I mean, I think My Hero should do better, but I mean, that's probably what's going to happen is Cowboy.
Like, Bebop beat One Punch, it beat Attack on Titan. Why can't it beat My Hero Academia?
Let's check it out. Someone said in the Kim Manaconda show, her son should be Gerald from Perfect Hair. Yes, it was Cowboy Bebop with 62. You're right, a little over 60%. Are you guys both proud of yourselves, or do you feel like it's just it's a sad thing when the predictions are this right?
I mean, it's a little sad. We kind of did this already with a bracket, so we kind of know like how this is going to go. I mean, with the bracket what was that like years? It was like a March Madness kind of bracket thing that we did.
Yeah, and we included Cartoon Network era Toonami.
Yeah. And
but did
honestly,
it end up, did it end up being these two in the end in that one?
Actually, it ended up being One Piece one, actually.
Interesting.
It was really weird. Like, but that was because like One Piece fans caught on and they were like, vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Josiah Peck in chat says, I suck. I suck at everything. Okay. Not me, him. He's saying that about himself. Very strange.
Self-deprecating. Why?
And Cyber June says, Cyber June in the Twitch is casting people out to write their essay. So that's just in an interactive internet world. There's people doing all sorts of things all the time.
Okay, then. I didn't know that involved Toonami, but
yeah, I don't know why either. But you know, I just want to reflect that this is live and people can say whatever the heck they want during a live show.
Oh, is it live? I didn't know that.
Come on, Paul. Why are you so sassy, Paul?
Because this is how I am on the podcast.
He's a sassy fella.
Yes.
So this is, in by being this character, in a way, you're advertising the Toonami Faithful podcast.
Yes.
That's awesome. The next thing I want to show you guys is we did do audience submitted brackets, and I had Sarah send us the top three entrants. The person we have in third place, so let me just fix the way I want to show this real quick, is Stink Brain, who's in third place currently, with the bracket they submitted being they see Cowboy Bebop versus Demon Slayer, and they saw Full Metal actually beating Dragon Ball Z. Now, something that's interesting that I'm going to say before we reveal the numbers they got back is that on the Adult Swim Summer Takeover bracket, let me move this out of the way. I have this in my facts. The top two people in the guesses in the Summer Showdown Adult Swim bracket we did with Adult Swim shows had 56 and 55 right, respectively. And they had guessed different things for the end. Our top guess isn't even in the 50s for this time. So the numbers are a bit more spread out and a bit lower. For instance, wow. Stink Brain got 43 correct in third place. It seems like a lot of people got the top bracket correctly. That's the information I'm getting. Like here, same here. Like most of these guesses, except for Sword Art Online making it further, were very correct in the north bracket, but the mistakes start to come down here. This is sent to us by Bill B, who's also advertising my show. Thank you. saw Bleach going further, Kai going further, and Attack on Titan actually beating Cowboy Bebop early on. And the amount they got right was 44, leaving us with our top bracket, the guy who's most likely going to win, because there's no way to beat him for the 49. Yes, that's right. He's got 49 correct. It's a madman. Yeah, you guys know from the Discord and stuff, who didn't get that My Hero Academia would get eliminated earlier on. Didn't think it would be eliminated by Cowboy Bebop. Something's a little confusing here. I think some of them are wrong or disorganized on theirs, but still somehow they got 49 right. I'll have to check in with Sarah on that. I don't see why My Hero would be going against Dragon Ball Z. Went against Demons. Something's confusing. Oh, yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm confused. I'm looking at this now, and I'm confused. But I don't know. What kind of cool gift do you think people should get if they guess the most of these correctly?
Come on, the Makasu body pillow.
You think it should be the Makasu body pillow?
Toonami stuff?
I guess Toonami stuff, but I mean, that's what Jason and Gil said, it should be the body pillow, too.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I've just got some rough drawings.
And if they don't want it, give it to me.
We're only going to make a few, and you can win it at the Rewatch You Pichu on Friday. This is a sketch. It's not finished yet.
But I'm a sketch.
Leda, a great artist. I keep saying her name wrong. Making a great drawing of Makasu, a thick, sexy, kawaii man. Are there enough thick men on body pillows? I've asked this before. I really doubt it.
I don't think so.
No.
What kind of things would you want in a pillow? And if you had that pillow, would you actually put it on your bed? Or do you think you'd like your partner or someone you bring home would be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Oh, no, she wouldn't like what I'd have on a pillow. So.
I think I've got a Eric Andre.
Have it displayed somewhere.
I've got the bird up Eric Andre pillow that's shaped like a body somewhere under my bed. Hey, you're on the line with the Toonami Audience Takeover bracket.
Hey, I'm Bill B.
Bill B, getting second place.
Guy.
How did that feel?
Well, you know, I was kind of surprised because, you know, a lot of people thought that, you know, Bebop was going to go up higher, which I wasn't expecting at all because I honestly thought Attack on Titan was going to make it.
I thought so too, Bill.
Agreed.
A lot further. Well, and, you know, I couldn't really tell, you know, who is going to be voting in this because, believe it or not, the way this is kind of going is the way that I would personally choose, but
Maybe you're the only one voting. You're the only one voting, and you're doing it multiple times.
Well, I know Madman is too, and because I actually know him. And we were actually talking in Discord. We were saying, hey, wouldn't it be funny if you and I were like neck and neck with each other? And we were like, you know, the top two guys.
Well, now that it's Cowboy Bebop instead of My Hero or Attack on Titan, do you think it has a chance against Dragon Ball Z?
Nope.
I mean, I'm going to say DBZ has it, okay? Because, you know, you just got to think about it. So, you know, Bebop, is it really a Toonami show? It's more, you know, the Adult Swim action era. That's, you know, if we were doing like a pre-2012 bracket, you know, when we were still doing Adult Swim action, I would say, you know, that would probably take it, you know, and probably Inuyasha and Full Metal would be on there. But I mean, for, you know, we're talking DBZ, you know, that's synonymous with Toonami. And, you know, it would have made more sense, you know, like, you know, we're always picking on Gil all the time and everything, but, you know, making Dragon Ball all just one choice, not having Kai and Super in there. But I mean, since this, we're doing a Toonami bracket, you know, it just makes sense that, you know, DBZ. You know, there would be any Toonami without DBZ. And quite frankly, if you want to include Kai in there, DBZ has pretty much held down this whole iteration of Toonami on Adult Swim, you know.
Wait a minute, I'm going to ask you something very serious. I'm going to turn off the music. So you're saying, and my bed is not made in the background, you're saying that DBZ and Toonami go hand in hand? Go hand in hand? Go hand? Alrighty, back to the show.
I mean, you know, you think about it, it's just the more popular choice.
Wait,
are you telling me
if the person people want to win president doesn't win, there's a danger of people going or go coup d'etat?
Quite possibly. I don't know. So you might get some angry people in the chat.
Lots of people going Super Saiyan on their individual chat windows. Ah!
Super Saiyan.
By the way, Max, I did vote today as the sticker says.
Oh, wonderful. How about you, Sketch? Did you vote for your favorite America's Top Model?
I got the, you know, through the mail thing.
Yeah, me too. Well, thanks for calling, man. Yeah. I'm going to talk with our guests about what they think's going to happen.
All right.
Love you. Runners up should get something. Oh God, why'd I have to organize prizes? I'm too busy making my RPG which will be released at the website gemusetu.com on Friday. Doesn't everybody want to play Gemusetu Machu Skichu, The Legend of Mana? Coming soon.
Very nice.
God. Alrighty, what do you guys think? Between these two, where do you think it's going?
It's Dragon Ball Z. It's going to be Dragon Ball
Z. Do you think handily? Go handle?
Yes, I think it'll be handily one, honestly. I mean, we could be surprised. Cowboy Bebop, like, there might be a lot of, like, we're going to spite Paul and just make it Cowboy Bebop.
Sketch, what do you think?
To the contrary, I think Cowboy Bebop's going to take this thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably not by a huge margin, maybe 10%.
But you think 10% is still a lot. Do you think it's because there's more Adult Swim fans watching this show? Or do you think in general history will smile brighter and wider on
Clearly
Cowboy
Bebop? The Bebop fans are coming out for these polls.
That's true.
And that's I would say there's less Dragon Ball fans coming out than I expected. So I think at the end here, Bebop could pull through here.
Caller, you're on the line with us. We're talking about the final matchup, which the voting's going to go up in about 8 minutes, and it's going to be decided Saturday at 5. We're going to show it. What do you think's going to happen between Cowboy Bebop and Dragon Ball Z?
This is 0-25 Madman accepting the apparent victory.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I got to go over your bracket. It seemed weird. It seemed like it was weird. And I just got some messages
I didn't have the PDF, so I made like that, like, print your own bracket thing.
It kind of smells funny too, the graphic you sent.
Sorry. I don't think I washed it.
Yeah. I need people to wash their brackets before they send it in if we continue to do brackets.
My bad.
Well, let me hear your reasoning, 0.5 Madman, for a Dragon Ball Z winner, which seems to be pole position on this. And you had it going against My Hero. Does it change anything that it's Cowboy Bebop to you?
I think it actually does.
Okay,
because
let's hear this.
In my opinion, if Cowboy Bebop can beat My Hero Academia, which it did, I think it would actually beat Dragon Ball Z.
Interesting. Interesting.
I mean, like, I did predict DBZ win, but that was on these. A lot of it went down to who was voting. For example, Fooly Cooly versus One Piece. If, like, normie anime, if that was mostly normie anime voters, then One Piece would have taken that easily. Mm-hmm. But Adult Swim fans, those are heavily Fooly Cooly.
Yeah. That's something we saw throughout this. Fooly Cooly got way further than I expected.
Oh, same here.
I didn't know there
was
a series called Fooly Cooly.
Yeah, Fooly Cauliflower. Mm-hmm. Isn't a coolie a soup or a sauce?
Curry.
Ooh, sexy coolie.
Don't say that because there might be one in Japan.
Well, people in the YouTube chat are asking, where can we vote? I want to vote for DBZ. I want to vote for my favorite show. It's Instagram.com/ToonamiBracket. Mm-hmm. Get in there. I mean,
I got my Instagram account.
Just get an Instagram account and make it. Make a burner email. It's the kind of thing that, like, we don't really have, no one in the business wanted to code a website for this, so we're sending people to Instagram.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, it's interesting that you think you're metagaming it, and you're seeing Cowboy Bebop win.
I'm voting for Bebop. I would much rather Bebop win over Dragon Ball Z. I predicted Dragon Ball Z because that's what I thought people would go for, but I'm cool with Bebop winning, absolutely, yeah.
Do you agree with the sentiment I'm seeing in chat here? That DBZ is for normies?
I think normies are allowed to have their taste in whatever shows they want. I mean, I think hardcore anime fans can like DBZ just as much as any other normie.
Interesting.
Yeah, I agree. Liking DBZ doesn't mean you can't be a hardcore anime fan.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think calling people normies, that's a waste of energy. Right.
Yeah, I think normies can vote for Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, normies can vote for anything they want.
Like Joe Biden.
Depending on the normie, they might.
Depending on the normie. And you know what? Maybe you're a normie.
I think I'm further than casual, so.
Well, thanks for calling, man.
If you put energy into this kind of bracket, you are not casual.
No, that's true. If you've put any energy and you're excited, so excited that you might win that you call in. I'm going to see. I feel like 0.5 Madman makes me want to say Cowboy Bebop. Just like because I want to appreciate the meta game. I want to appreciate the localized trends. You know what I mean? Within the, I keep saying the word meta, but within the meta of this bracket, something like Cowboy Bebop seems like a cool victory. So I'm siding with Sketch on this. Does that piss anybody off? I hope not.
Look, at the end of the day, Cowboy Bebop is a fantastic anime that everybody should appreciate in some regard. So if it wins, it deserves it.
And it's got Steve Bloom. Can't go wrong with that.
Absolutely. Who's directly associated with the voice of the Toonami block. Yeah. I got Daniel on Twitter saying, is it wrong to hope Bebop ekes out a win? After Venture Brothers was eliminated in the first bracket, Adult Swim Summer Showdown, he hopes Cowboy Bebop please win.
Let me clarify. Do I think Dragon Ball Z is going to win? Yes. Do I want Bebop to win just to beat out Dragon Ball Z? Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I would go. I prefer Bebop myself, but I was swayed to almost thinking Dragon Ball Z might take it. Anyway, you guys have been fabulous guests. Give me your URL one more time, and I'm going to send everyone to it. It's podcast.toonamifaithful.com, right?
Correct.
And people can listen to whatever they want on there and perhaps subscribe to it wherever they get podcasts and listen to updates about the Toonami, secret updates that no one from the network ever tells you, right?
Right. And by the way, just so I can make sure that everybody understands this, at Toonami News on Twitter is not affiliated with Adult Swim. That is us. So
just the pants sack.
Well, guys, once again, I'm going to say I really appreciate you guys were here. Hope you had a good time.
We did.
I did.
Thank you very much.
And
thank you for letting us on.
It was fun. It was fun to have you guys. I had such a good time talking with you guys last week. If you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure to email adultswimpodcast@gmail.com. If you've got any questions or thoughts or comments, I'm Maxime Simonet. Tune in on Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern, live as we reveal the winner of the Instagram poll for the best show on Toonami of this unofficial, unfair, unbalanced niche audience takeover bracket.